The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back to throw. The ball is intercepted. Intercepted by Chino Elluzier. I thought he just tipped it down the right sideline. The ball that Jeff Driscoll intended for Ross. And Elluzier, with tremendous coverage, comes away with the Cowboys' second takeaway of the night.
Yeah, big play from old Cheeto. Salute to him wherever he may be. That's your Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Little schedule shift coming up at 4 o'clock. Nick Harrison at 4:20. It's time for the Eric Kendricks Show. We're getting late in the year. Mike gives you that winter schedule. You're off a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
One of the reasons a lot of the guys don't want to see him go. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that.
You got it.
All right. This is the report on the Bengals defense. And it's been a little bit of a struggle for them this season, especially with what they've had to deal with. Some of the stuff teams throwing the football on them, though, has been a bit of a problem. They do not get – they have one guy. They have one guy that gets pressure, and that's Trey Hendrickson. But Trey Hendrickson can also wreck your game by the way he plays. He's going to primary line up on your left side. So this is going to be a Chuma Adoga game with Trey Hendrickson over there playing on that side. Now, this team is, like I mentioned, they're very poor with pressure, and they're very, very poor in sacks. But Hendrickson's got double digit. He had four of them against the Raiders. And like I say, it was they had no answer for him that day. But this is where the Cowboys are going to have to live, and they're going to have to try and figure it out. Now, I'll tell you something about, though, this Bengals defense, because if you don't want to have to deal with Hendrickson, you might want to try and run the football against these guys.
I love it.
And I say this in a way, though, this is a team that doesn't give up a lot of explosive runs, but they do give up first downs running, and they do give up a lot of yards after contact when you watch them play. And they're not going to have Logan Wilson in this game. Out for the season. He's their best linebacker when it comes to making plays at or near the line of scrimmage. So with no Logan Wilson in this game, we'll see how that the Bengals try and manage this. But they've been it's a struggle for them. Now,
is Udoga giving you something more at left tackle than Guyton was? Is he better in the run, or is there anything positive you could say that would give us optimism that him versus Hendrickson?
I think, to me, the thing with Hendrickson that, like, when I watched Hendrickson play, this is a really he has a really good understanding of how to rush the passer. So maybe this is where it would be different for Guyton to have to deal with, because Hendrickson is not going to allow you to push him past the quarterback. He rushes at the level of the quarterback. So, like, there's sometimes you get these edge rushers that go flying up the field,
Yeah.
And the lineman is able just to kind of wheel on him and then push him by.
Mm-hmm.
And then the quarterback steps up and makes the throw. If Adoga wheels on Hendrickson and pushes him, he's going to push him right into Cooper Rush. Because Hendrickson understands where he needs to be at the level of the quarterback. You could tell that he studies the game and where the quarterback drop and where the quarterback stops, where the platform is to throw the football. Because it's very, very rare that you see him just go running past the quarterback. Now, if he feels like that you're setting really wide on him, he's going to rush inside. And several of his sacks this year have been just, and when it turns into that, it's just power. He's got the length. He's got upper body power. And that's what Adoga has to get ready for in this game. Like, he's going to attack your edge. But if he feels like that, like as a changeup, he'll just straight rush inside. And a lot of these guys haven't been able to deal with him hand fighting and then him getting to the quarterback. But he has got a really good feel for how to get to the quarterback.
He's a technician.
He's got three games with two sacks or more. I mean, he had a 4-sack game against the Raiders.
That's what I was talking about.
My God.
He wrecked shop against them.
And you're right. I mean, he's got a bunch of different tools in the belt. Like, he can beat you in a bunch of different ways. And the hands have always been impressive.
Always been good with the hands.
Hendrickson.
So Hendrickson. Yeah.
That's the issue that you're going to have to deal with there. But I mentioned about potentially running the football against these guys. And I say this because as I'm looking down at my notes, that of the 13 games that the Bengals have played so far this season, they've had six games where the opponent has rushed the ball 30 or more times. Six of their 13 games. Would anybody like to take a guess of their record when they allow opponent to rush 30 times in a game?
Give me the 0-6.
1-5.
500.
1-5.
Oof.
1-5. The only win they've had this year when a team's rushed the ball for 30 times against them was the Giants.
So should we should we script the first 30 plays instead of the first 15?
Just all runs.
Hand it off?
I would just...
Rico.
I think I'd be a little bit more committed to what we've seen maybe from the Giants game. Maybe a little bit more what we saw from the Commanders game. Maybe a little bit more what we saw from the Steelers game.
I'd start with that. I mean, if you get down two scores, you might have to scrap it, but that's a good plan going in.
I kind of feel like, though, you need to try and keep the ball away from their offense.
Absolutely. Shorten the game, limit their possessions.
I know that's a very cliche and easy thing to say, but if Cincinnati is going to struggle in that area, then I'm all about trying to make sure that Joe Burrow does not get as many opportunities with the ball in hand.
And you can limit, every time you hand the ball off, you're limiting the opportunities for Cooper Rush, which I think is a pretty good option.
When the Bengals, when they do rush the passer, and like I said, they've struggled with pressure and only Hendrickson has been able to get sacks, usually teams will find ways to bring extra pressure and in the form of blitz. When you watch the Bengals play, a lot of teams blitz on third down, right?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are balanced. They blitz on first down just as much as they blitz on third down.
It's probably because they can't run the ball either, so they're like, man, we gotta dial up some run blitzes here as well.
Got to do something. But this is where I think that Cooper Rush, and because we've always kind of talked about, well, you got to be ready for third down, got to win on third down. If the Bengals are going to blitz you on first down too, opportunity for play. They play a lot of single high. So they play with that safety in the middle of the field. And if you get Jake Ferguson back, what's the one thing that Jake Ferguson and at least Dak have been able to do?
That seam.
The seam routes.
Yep.
And maybe that's where Cooper Rush can make some hay for your offense. Because if they're going to play the single high look because they're worried about the run, then you've got to find a way to take advantage of that. But you've got to be ready for first down blitz against these guys. So if it turns into, you know, what do the Cowboys like to do? They run the waggles, the boots and stuff off that first down. They run a heavy play action and then try, you know, don't want to run Cooper Rush into potential
blitzer safety off the edge.
Exactly. So that's where you just, like I say, they're really, really balanced when it comes to that type of look. This team has allowed 3,011 yards passing, which is eighth most in the league. And they've, like they say, they don't force any pressure on that. I mentioned they're going to play a lot of single high look.
How are their corners?
Is that rookie the mark, the TCU kid?
Yeah, Josh Newton.
Okay.
Josh Newton has been okay. Teams have gone after Cam Taylor Britt is who they've gone after more. He's the right corner. Newton plays the left cornerback spot. And they've got after Taylor Britt a lot more because of, like, he doesn't have the ability to stay with these receivers. Newton, I think, could stay with receivers. I don't think that Taylor Britt can. And they've also struggled a little bit with Mike Hilton, who plays the nickel for them. So they've got a couple of different spots where they haven't been as good. Now, there's another thing that they do, that they play a ton of press man coverage. And I think this has got them in a little bit of trouble.
Is that because, like, Taylor Britt's just a bigger corner? They like him doing that more. Yeah. But then he can't run once he gets beat off the line.
He can't keep up with him.
I mean, can these Cowboys receivers make him pay for that?
I think they can. But we talk about it again. Can you block Hendrickson up front?
Mm-hmm.
If somehow you're able to kind of control that scene, yes, you can make plays. I think there's a couple different ways you can win this game against this defense. Running the football, hopefully, like, staying ahead of the chains that way. But that when we also need to throw the ball, find 29 in this defense or find 21 in this offense. Because those are the two guys that have seemed to have had the most problems with coverage.
Is there any signs of give up out there in that team with all the close losses they've had, all the expectation crashing?
They are playing a lot of young guys. That's their biggest problem right now. That they're, you know, like, the Cowboys are playing a lot of young guys on their offensive line. They've completely redone their, you know, McKinley Jackson was a rookie third round pick. Chris Jenkins, who was a Michigan, was a second round pick. They're trying so many guys right now, these rookies. I mentioned Josh Newton playing as a rookie. So it's been a problem for them with a little bit of inexperience. And then they've had the problems with the injuries and stuff, but I haven't seen any quit. I just don't see a team that's really very good. And 2-3 years ago, they were a much better team up front, but I don't see that right now. So that's where the Cowboys are going to have to find a way to take advantage of some things.
Well, I think I'm going to do it. I've heard enough. I mean, there's opportunities in the passing game. There's single high coverage. Yeah. There's one good pass rusher. You can run against them. Obviously, you're going to need a game from the defense and probably at least one turnover that takes points off the board. But I could see it, you know, 24-23, something like that. And I'm excited about Monday Night Football right here on your home of the Cowboys. The pregame will get going Monday afternoon at 4:00. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.